Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a special edition of the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line.
The pitch.
Swing and a long one. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up.
It's a goner.
From the T.R. Hughes Broadcast Center in Jupiter, Florida, this is Sports Open Line. T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Here we go. Today, Sinclair Lincoln at Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Ramey with you on KMOX. It is the Wednesday, February 20th, 2019 edition of the program, live from Jupiter, Florida, in our T.R. Hughes Broadcast Center. 3 days away from Grapefruit League action across the street at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And another day in the books here in Palm Beach County. Happy to be with you until 9 o'clock tonight. We've got, some great hockey to talk about as the Blues win their 11th in a row last night in thrilling, thrilling fashion over the Toronto Maple Leafs. They get set for Dallas tomorrow behind the bench coming up with John Kelly and Craig Berube. That comes your way at about 6:30. On that note, be sure to get your ticket to the St. Louis Blues Alumni Party Tent at Mardi Gras in historic Soulard on Saturday, March 2nd. Find event and ticket information at KMOX.com/events. We'll then talk some baseball from 7 until 9. It's Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren. Mike Claiborne will be along. We're going to visit with John Mozeliak, Adam Wainwright, Dexter Fowler, John Brebbia, Tim Kirkjian, and more. That's from 7 until 9 tonight, right here on KMOX and on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. If you want to get in touch with the program, 436-7900, or tweet me, follow me on Twitter and tweet me at CHRABE. Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That is where you get breaking news, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. Also check out KMOX.com/Cardinals. That is where Sam Masterson is doing a heck of a job putting up some awesome pieces, some great video content that we're putting together, and more. So check all of that out at KMOX.com/Cardinals. Ben Boyd is the executive producer of the program. Mike Anderson's my guy here in the KMOX studios. It is the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. We've had some fun stuff from down here at spring training, including we're doing some of these walk and talks with guys after practice every day, where we head from the clubhouse to the parking lot with them and have a good time chatting, a good time talking about kind of what went on that day, talking about the parking lot. Believe it or not, that can be a big topic of conversation. So having a really, really good time in those chats with guys. We've done Paul DeJong, we've done Jack Flaherty, Dakota Hudson, and Ryan Helsley together. Those guys carpooling. Here's an idea of one of those. Here's our conversation the other day with Paul DeJong after workouts.
So obviously, I know everybody's been here for like a week or so, but you guys actually get onto the field in uniform with the full team today. What's that like?
Just great to get everybody back together. I know I've been down here at times, but not in uniform, so it was good to put the pants on today and get out there and do some like team fundamentals and live ABs. It was just great.
Kind of, I feel like a little restrictive. You're not wearing your gym shorts out there.
Yeah, but I also like the pants. I wear shorts only because I don't have to wear pants, but yeah. I don't mind the pants look. Some guys are against it in BP and stuff, but we're baseball players. We wear pants.
Well, what's going on in the morning in the clubhouse? I know you guys are talking ball, having some fun, having a little breakfast. Mm-hmm. Why is that time important that fans don't necessarily get to see, Paul?
It's just the camaraderie of a team. We spend so much time together. We start to learn each other and, you know, develop those little inside jokes and whatnot, and also fuel up. So a lot of different purposes.
Good food, huh?
Good food. You got an omelet station back there, usually some French toast, big league bacon. I mean, everything back there you can think of.
Do I text you my order tomorrow, or do I fill out the room service card and you just bring it to me?
Just knock on the truck over there.
They'd love that. Yeah. Tell me about this parking lot. We see some of the hierarchy here.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of nice vehicles exit earlier with Yachty and Ozuna.
Yeah.
This can be an intimidating place for a young player, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the big league lot. You see some big league cars, like some Rolls Royce, some Lamborghini, Bentley, you name it, Mercedes. I mean, guys have a little more time than me, so I'm not quite in that game yet.
I think today was the first time I've ever seen a Rolls Royce SUV. I didn't know they made that.
I didn't know they made it either, but I love the Rolls. The front grille is pretty sick, so I might have to look into that.
I've got a Chevy Malibu rental. Shout out to Chevy. Ozuna almost hit his own car the other day. I think he was nervous he was going to hit the Lambo in BP.
Yeah, I mean, but the Lambo, you wouldn't want to hit that. He's probably got insurance. I know I hooked one today towards Jeff Jones, so you just got to keep your head on a swivel at all times.
Jeff Jones, that's our banger on the media basketball team.
Yeah, he's the guy who's going to give four or five fouls a game, you know, bloody down in the trenches.
Is this you right here?
This is my rental right here.
All right, so last thing, once you actually ramp things up, how do you spend the rest of the day? I know it's great we're in Florida, but at some point, you guys are doing so much. What's important for you as far as nutrition, as far as getting some rest, chilling out? How do you like to spend the rest of your days?
It's got to drink a lot of water. You can lose a lot of water out here. I know they told me I was a little dehydrated today, so I'll probably pick up a couple waters on the way home and pound some Zephyr Hills Glacier water, and then
shout out sponsorship.
Shout out
to Zephyr Hills.
Get some food in you, and you know it's always nice to take this post spring training nap, but then you might not get a sleep by 9 o'clock. So for me, it's just about trying to stay awake till I fall asleep later.
I have to try to fight the nap off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, both of us, we've had such a physically exhausting day.
You can
understand it.
The sun takes a lot out of you, so.
Denver omelet, big league bacon tomorrow. That's Paul DeYoung. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Chris.
So, yeah, having a fun time with those videos. Jack Flaherty's up there. Dakota Hudson, Ryan Helsley, got some more coming up for you. So check those out. Always fun to shake things up a little bit and have a nice walk and talk from the clubhouse to the parking lot. So keep your eye out for our Cardinals coverage and looking forward to some Blues conversation coming your way before Cardinals countdown to opening day presented by Ameren. And our final minute or so here, we welcome producer Mike Anderson into the program for the first time tonight.
What's up?
Michael, what a game last night. I was in the car, went to grab some dinner, and then head home to watch the rest of it. Could pick up KMOX in the car, which is always nice.
Nice.
Down here in South Florida. And then the end of that game, holy cow, a little nerve-wracking in the third just to hold on, and then what a sequence to win it.
Yeah, it was great. You know, Toronto was going to come with that push in the third, and it was just a matter of if the Blues were going to give into that or if they were going to be able to hit the reset button themselves, and they did. After Toronto matched them, the Blues came back with a push and ultimately were able to get the winner, so it was good to see a little bit of resilience even when a tough team like Toronto throws everything they have at you.
As Joey Vitale would say, just a Paul Revere-like effort.
Yeah, him and his
chopping
apple
down
trees.
The apple tree.
Yep.
That was beautiful. Apple trees and beer showers.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, you know. If he's thinking it, you're going to hear it. So that's what makes him beauty, and that's why we love him.
All right, that's Mike Anderson. Behind the Bench is coming up with John Kelly and Craig Berube. Chris Raby with you. Sam Masterson down here in Florida. Ben Boyd, our executive producer. It's the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line live in our Jupiter studios. We are so thrilled to be here in our T.R. Hughes Broadcast Center. Hockey talk coming up, then Cardinals countdown opening day from 7 until 9. Don't go anywhere. Back in a moment on your home for the Cardinals and the Blues, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.